Walker's Act 10 had already survived two federal lawsuits, and the case ruled on today was the last significant challenge in state court. Unions representing Madison teachers and Milwaukee city workers sued to block the law, arguing it infringed on their constitutional rights of association, free speech, and equal protection. Writing for the majority in a 5-2 decision, State Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman said that public sector collective bargaining remains, quote, a creation of legislative grace and not constitutional obligation. Speaking to reporters at the Wisconsin State Fair, Governor Walker called it a big win.
You've got a 5-2 decision, so I think that's one more affirmation. It wasn't just down traditional lines in the Supreme Court. I think they showed that the law is pretty clear, that the legislature and I had every right in doing this. And I hope people can move beyond just the legal challenges and just move on to moving the state forward.
Attorney Lester Pines, who represented the unions in this lawsuit, said Act 10 was designed to eliminate them. But Pines predicted they would still thrive.
They took advantage of this opportunity to organize their membership, and they will engage in activities that will be different than what they've done in the past. So anyone who thinks that this is a death knell for municipal employee unions is wrong.
Act 10 does not cover police and firefighter unions, though Republican legislative leaders said today that they would not rule out expanding the law to include them next legislative session. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.